picture this. You're rushing through your morning, leaning heavily on your favorite cloud-based AI assistant.
Right, like everyone does.
Exactly. Maybe you're asking ChatGPT to draft emails, or using Siri to summarize your meeting notes, or having Gemini schedule your afternoon.
It feels like magic.
It does. It feels like a massive productivity hack. You feel like you are living in the future. But if you pause for just a second, the trade-off, it becomes glaringly obvious.
You're giving up a lot.
A ton. You are essentially trading your proprietary business data, your privacy, and a significant chunk of your security, all for the convenience of renting processing power on a massive, highly fragile cloud server somewhere.
Yeah.
You're trusting that their servers won't go down and, that their privacy policies won't just change overnight.
Which is arguably the defining compromise of modern technology. I
Yeah.
mean, we've outsourced our digital brains and our operational logic to external servers located hundreds or thousands of miles away.
Right.
If a backhoe cuts a fiber optic cable somewhere in Virginia, or if AWS has a regional outage, your productivity completely stops. You are locked out of your own workflow.
Okay, let's unpack this, because that vulnerability is exactly what we are tackling in today's deep dive.
It's a big shift.
Our mission today is to explore a radically different approach to artificial intelligence, a framework called sovereign automation. We are pulling from a really fascinating stack of sources today, strategic integration reports, and actual WooCommerce product line documentation from a company called DeReticular.
They're doing some wild stuff.
They are proposing a complete architectural shift in how businesses use AI.
The core of this deep dive revolves around two deeply intertwined components. First, there's OpenClaw. This is an open-source automation agent. But unlike traditional AI tools, it doesn't force you to log into some clunky proprietary web portal.
Nobody wants another portal.
Exactly. It's designed to work seamlessly through the chat interfaces you already use every day, like WhatsApp, Telegram, or Signal.
And the second piece is where it actually lives, which is an operating system called Rios. That stands for the Rural Infrastructure Operating System. This is DeReticular's offline first edge native architecture.
Which is the crucial differentiator here. Standard AI lives in a fragile cloud that you rent. What DeReticular is engineering is a way to put enterprise-grade AI into a physical, localized box that you literally own and control.
You can physically touch it.
Right. It's secured by a protocol they call the Rios Island Mode. The thesis is profound. Even if the global internet goes completely dark, your internal business logic, your file processing, and your physical workflows keep running without missing a beat.
You're entirely decoupled from centralized server farms.
Completely decoupled.
They've built distinct product tiers around this island mode concept, starting with a category they playfully call the White Collar Rebellion. This focuses on office and DevOps sovereignty. Looking at their WooCommerce store documentation, the entry point is a product called the Sovereign Executive. It's a $199 one-time license.
The financial shift there is really worth noting. You're moving away from paying $30 a month forever per user to a single software license. But that license is specifically engineered to run on their proprietary hardware.
In this case, it's the Sovereign Sentry standard, which carries the SKU Rios STD.
Right.
Going through the hardware specs on that Sentry standard box, it is surprisingly modest. You are looking at an Intel N100 quad-core processor, 16 gigabytes of RAM, and a 1 terabyte NVMe solid-state drive.
Nothing crazy.
No. I mean, if you were building a high-end gaming computer, an Intel N100 is not going to blow your mind. But for this specific use case, it makes perfect sense, doesn't it?
It does, because the goal isn't raw, power-hungry computation. The goal is efficiency and silence, built for stationary 247 operation, tucked into the corner of a small business headquarters or a rural farm
It
office.
just sits there.
Yeah, it barely draws any power, yet it has enough localized processing capability to run dedicated background models.
The documentation provides some incredibly practical workflow examples, too. Take what they call the archivist function. Imagine you have a massive, totally disorganized folder of scanned invoices and receipts.
A nightmare for tax season.
Right. Normally, you would have to upload those to a third-party software-as-a-service platform to parse them out. With the Sovereign Executive, you just drag and drop those files into a local watch drive on the Sentry device.
And at that point, the Intel N100's integrated media engine takes over. It uses a local OCR model, optical character recognition, to physically read the text on those documents.
Without sending them to the cloud.
Right. It identifies the vendor names, extracts the dates, pulls the total amounts, and then automatically batch renames every single file and routes them into your specific tax folders.
All completely locally. Your financial data never passes through a server owned by Google or Microsoft. But what if you aren't sitting in a quiet office? They also detail a use case for the mobile solopreneur. This utilizes a completely different hardware setup called the Nomad Fleet Kit, listed under the Skuri Rios Kit Mob.
The architecture shifts significantly for mobile deployment. The Nomad Fleet Kit uses a Raspberry Pi 5 with 8 gigabytes of RAM acting as the telemetry core. That microcomputer is paired with a modded SLG-06 Nomad Link, which handles the LTE cellular backhaul to receive your messages while you are on the road.
I was reading through the source report, and the specific example they give for this is fantastic. Imagine you are an independent contractor driving your work truck. The documentation refers to it as a curb car. You just finished a meeting out in the field. You pick up your phone and leave a quick WhatsApp voice note to your own dedicated number.
Just talking to your truck, basically.
Exactly. You just say, met with client X. They want 50 units.
And because you are routed through the Nomad Link, your system receives that audio file directly. The Pi 5 then uses a local iModel called Whisper Small to transcribe the audio.
That's the OpenAI model, but running locally, right?
Yes. Whisper is highly efficient at turning speech into text. And because they are using the small version, it runs beautifully on that Pi 5 without needing cloud compute. It parses your intent and logs the order directly into a private PostgreSQL database running on the device.
For those who might not be database architects, PostgreSQL is just a highly robust professional-grade database. And here it is running quietly under the dashboard of your truck.
The automation replies right back to your WhatsApp confirming the action. If you add, remind me to send the quote on Tuesday, it parses that temporal data and sets a local calendar event.
That is so clean.
The overarching point is zero cloud fees and zero data harvesting. Your client lists and order volumes never went to OpenAI to be trained on. Even if your truck drives into a cellular dead zone in a rural area, the system simply queues your voice notes locally on its NVMe storage and processes the sync the absolute second you drive back into coverage.
You might be listening to this and thinking, okay, transcribing voice notes and renaming PDFs is neat, but I run a massive tech stack. I barely have time to manage my own laptop. Why would I want to manage a mini Linux server?
A valid question.
Especially if you are a chief technology officer who legally cannot put proprietary company code into a public AI for debugging due to compliance reasons.
That scales us up to their high-end DevOps agent. DRticular calls this license Deep Admin. It runs $499, and you cannot run it on the basic hardware. It requires their heavy lifter node, the Sovereign Sentry Pro, under the Skuri Rios SS Pro.
The specs on the Pro model take a massive leap forward.
They absolutely have to, because the computational load is exponentially higher. For DUP Admin, 32 gigabytes of RAM is strictly required. The reason is that it's running a quantized local large language model entirely offline. Specifically, they're using Llama 3.8b.
Let's contextualize that for a second. Quantized essentially means the AI's neural architecture has been mathematically compressed. A year ago, running an 8 billion parameter AI model required a massive, expensive graphics card. Now, through quantization, DRticular is running it on a desktop CPU.
It is a phenomenal leap in localized computing. The Sentry Pro is powered by an Intel Core i3-N305 8-core processor. Those 8 cores allow the OpenClaw agent to instantly parse thousands of lines of dense server logs or compile complex code locally.
And it has the networking chops to back it up.
Yeah, the hardware also integrates a Kali Linux virtual machine that acts as a dedicated security watchdog. And crucially, it features 4 2.5 gigabit Ethernet LAN ports.
I was looking at those LAN ports in the diagrams. It allows the Sentry Pro to physically connect to multiple entirely isolated network segments within a facility. You could have your vulnerable IoT devices like smart thermostats on one port, your secure development environment on another, and your live production servers on a third. And the Sentry monitors them all without bridging the networks.
This multi-network visibility enables a feature the report calls self-healing infrastructure.
This part of the report reads like science fiction. Walk us through how that self-healing actually plays out in a real server environment.
Consider a scenario where you have a critical background service running locally, say, a Freenet daemon, and it suddenly crashes at 2:00 a.m. In a traditional setup, a monitoring service pings an on-call engineer who wakes up, logs in, reads the logs, and restarts it.
The dreaded middle-of-the-night page.
Exactly. But with the Sentry Pro, OpenClaw instantly detects the error in the system's logs.
For anyone who doesn't spend their weekends digging through Linux operating systems, system logs are essentially the internal diary of a server. They record every single hiccup and error code.
OpenClaw reads that specific error code, cross-references it against its locally stored knowledge base, and determines that issuing a restart command is a safe and resolved action. It executes the command itself.
It doesn't even wake you up.
Right. Then it sends the system admin a Telegram message stating, "Alert! Freenet stalled. I have successfully restarted it. Uptime restored."
It is the age-old IT advice of have you tried turning it off and on again, but executed at the speed of light by an AI before the human even knows there was a problem.
What's fascinating here is how it shifts the security paradigm.
Well, let me play devil's advocate here for a second on that security paradigm. We are pulling all this highly sensitive proprietary code and operational data out of a secure AWS data center, which has armed guards and biometric locks, and we are putting it into a small metal box sitting on someone's desk. Aren't we just trading a digital hacking risk for a physical theft risk?
Mm-hmm.
What happens if someone just unplugs the Sentry Pro and walks out the door with it?
It is a totally valid security concern, and the documentation addresses it through hardware-level encryption. The drives are fully encrypted and tied to physical sovereign keys. If the device is unpowered and moved, the data is cryptographically scrambled without the physical key token and the biometric passkey of the admin.
So it's basically a brick if you steal it.
Yes. You are creating a localized closed-loop security posture. You aren't trusting a vendor's constantly shifting privacy policy. You are trusting the physical silicon and cryptography in your own server rack.
Here's where it gets really interesting, though. We've been heavily focused on white-collar work, managing calendars, compiling code, sorting tax invoices. But OpenClaw isn't just a localized chatbot that types. Derticular is using this edge compute architecture to animate the physical world. Life pivot to the industrial and logistics applications.
The reports explicitly state that while OpenClaw standard documentation focuses on the office, its true potential unlocks when paired with Ryo's industrial hardware. They market this tier as the industrial foreman package. It costs $299, and interestingly, it actually ships with a physical USB to RS-485 adapter cable.
That specific cable is critical because it allows the AI to physically plug into legacy industrial equipment, programmable logic controllers, and heavy machinery. It moves the AI from observing to physically acting.
Let's examine their grid balancer scenario. Imagine an island mode solar farm operating off the grid. You have an OpenClaw agent running on a sovereign Sentry standard, connected directly to the main solar inverter via that serial adapter cable.
The core problem with off-grid solar is that once your battery banks hit 100%, any extra sunlight hitting those panels is just wasted energy. It has nowhere to go.
Human operators simply aren't fast enough or attentive enough to constantly monitor cloud cover and battery levels minute by minute to manually redirect that power. But OpenClaw is. The Sentry device detects that the battery capacity has hit 98%. It simultaneously pings a local weather API forecast and sees clear skies for the next 4 hours.
It knows the energy is going to keep coming.
Right. Realizing there is a surplus of incoming power and the batteries are functionally full, OpenClaw automatically triggers a smart relay on the network.
It physically reroutes the electrical current. The report mentions it dumps that excess power into a secondary useful load, like heating a massive industrial water tank or powering a rack of crypto miners to generate passive income from the sun.
And keeping with its accessible interface, it immediately texts the site manager on Telegram, "Battery full, diverted 15 kilowatts to water heater. Save $4.50.
It is doing industrial-grade electrical routing, but it communicates with you like an incredibly diligent assistant, and this capability isn't limited to stationary solar farms. I was looking through the logistics applications, and this one scenario really caught my eye because of how it attacks bureaucratic bottlenecks. It's called the Supply Chain Diplomat.
This application routes back to the Nomad Fleet Kit mounted inside a commercial trucking rig.
The scenario maps out a truck driver hauling commercial goods. The system is tracking their location via GPS. The moment the truck hits a digital geofence exactly 5 kilometers away from an international border crossing, OpenClaw kicks into gear. It knows the truck is approaching customs.
It knows exactly what paperwork is needed.
Yes. It automatically compiles a digital PDF of the entire load manifest, signs it cryptographically with the driver's sovereign key to prove authenticity, and emails it directly to the customs broker.
This effectively eliminates the traditional downtime of pulling the rig over, digging through paper manifests, and waiting in a queue for administrative clearance. By the time the truck reaches the physical gate, the driver receives a WhatsApp message from their own truck stating their approved lane number.
That is wild.
The Edge native automation handles the bureaucracy in transit. It operates like having a highly efficient dispatcher riding shotgun in the cabin.
There's one more physical world example in the documentation that genuinely blew my mind, and it's called the Field Medic.
This workflow introduces another piece of derarticular hardware known as the Sovereign Jack. It is described as a ruggedized, portable, screen-centric device that possesses enough compute to run local large language models and computer vision tasks.
Picture the reality of a maintenance technician working out in a rural farming community or a deep pit mining site. There is zero internet access, no Wi-Fi, no cell towers. They walk up to a broken, rusty 1990s diesel generator. They are staring at a complex mechanical assembly, and they have absolutely no idea what a specific corroded part does or how to bypass it safely.
In a connected world, you would just Google the serial number or look for a YouTube tutorial. Here, they use the Sovereign Dex interface to take a high-resolution photo of the mystery part. They ask their local agent, what is this component and what is the torque spec to remove it?
Because it is entirely offline, the deck uses local vision lookup. It processes the image against a vector database stored right there on the device's internal NVMe drive.
A vector database, in simple terms, allows the AI to understand images mathematically. It acts like a massive, locally stored visual encyclopedia of engineering schematics and repair libraries. The AI instantly matches the visual geometry of the rusty part, identifies it, pulls up a PDF schematic from its hard drive, and generates a conversational step-by-step guide to unbolt it safely.
Once the technician finishes, the deck automatically logs the timestamp and the fact that the repair was completed into the Lacutus ledger, creating a permanent, localized maintenance record.
If we connect this to the bigger picture, the overarching strategy of Derarticular becomes incredibly clear. They are engineering a framework to give mute, passive physical infrastructure a voice and an autonomous brain. A rural farmer can literally send a text message to their barn to ask about the current humidity levels. A commercial truck negotiates its own border crossing paperwork. They are transforming isolated nodes into active, intelligent teammates.
Which perfectly sets up the ultimate flex in their entire product lineup. We've explored office administration, we've covered industrial routing and logistics. Now let's talk about high-end, uncompromising physical security. Let's look at the Vault Warden.
This represents their Privada security suite. Interestingly, it requires a $99 a month SaaS subscription. It is one of the very few ongoing fees mentioned in their entire ecosystem. It runs on the Privada Sentinel kit, which pairs the Sentry Pro hardware with a suite of highly advanced physical sensors.
I imagine the recurring fee is likely necessary to provide constant rolling updates to the threat detection models. The source report is remarkably blunt in its marketing here. It states flatly, passive alarms are obsolete. A standard passive alarm system only tells you when a door has already opened or a window has already broken. The Vault Warden utilizes active defense. It relies on a LiDAR sensor that actively processes 3D point cloud data 10 times every single second.
It uses that data to establish a golden state. This is a perfect millimeter accurate 3D baseline map of a secure room like a high-end art gallery or a server vault. It is constantly monitoring for volumetric anomalies. The precision is staggering. It detects if an object within that room is shifted by just 2 millimeters from its golden state.
The documentation provides two distinct scenarios of how the AI reacts, heavily dependent on the context of the anomaly. In the first scenario, a late-night cleaning crew is working in the gallery and accidentally bumps a valuable sculpture with a vacuum.
Oops.
Right. OpenClaw analyzes the volumetric shift, calculates the g-force of the impact, logs the event, and timestamps a short video clip for the gallery owner to review in the morning.
It understands that while the golden state was disturbed, the context is non-threatening. But the second scenario is where the true sovereign intelligence takes over. The system incorporates a custom YOLO 8 model. YOLO stands for You Only Look Once, which is an AI architecture built for hyper-fast, real-time object detection. Crucially, this model performs spectral analysis.
Meaning it isn't just looking at a flat picture, it is analyzing the actual wavelengths of light bouncing off an object.
Exactly. Say a highly sophisticated thief manages to bypass the physical door locks. They carefully attempt to swap a priceless original painting with a dimensionally perfect high-quality forgery. The volumetric LiDAR might see the same shape, but the spectral signature of the paint chemicals will instantly register as a mismatch.
The moment that unauthorized spectral change is detected by the Vault Warden, it doesn't just sound a loud siren and hope the police arrive in time. It takes physical, autonomous action. It instantly cuts the power relay to the vault door's maglocks, completely and physically sealing the room. Simultaneously, it blasts a high-priority encrypted signal message directly to the phones of the gallery director and the owner.
That message includes a 4K snapshot from the multispectral camera detailing the exact anomaly. Furthermore, the system demands an encrypted voice authorization from the owner to unlock the doors. The AI is acting as a hypervigilant bouncer. It takes physical control of the environment to actively prevent the theft from succeeding.
It literally traps the thief inside the vault.
This raises an important question regarding the delegation of authority to machines. We are observing a transition from AI that simply advises human operators to AI that acts autonomously on our behalf in the physical world. Dropping heavy magnetic locks and trapping a human being inside a room based entirely on an edge-computed spectral analysis that represents a massive philosophical leap in trust.
It really does.
However, because this intelligence is running locally, on hardware the owner physically controls, secured by a physical sovereign key, that trust is decentralized. The owner isn't reliant on an external cloud server that could be maliciously hacked or disabled remotely to pull off the heist.
So, what does this all mean? We've covered a massive amount of ground today. We went from local voice transcription running in the cabin of a work truck to AI that monitors and restarts your server daemons while you sleep, all the way to a LiDAR system that actively locks down a high-end art vault. If you zoom out from the SKU numbers and the technical specs, the core message for you, the listener, is that Dereticular's architecture fundamentally shifts the very concept of artificial intelligence.
It redefines the relationship. It moves AI from being a passive, web-based chatbot that you casually consult for ideas into an active, sovereign teammate that you deliberately deploy into your operations. It animates your infrastructure.
And the reason this matters to you, whether you are managing a small business or architecting an enterprise network, is that it's fundamentally about reclaiming ownership. We live in a tech ecosystem that is absolutely obsessed with forcing you to rent cloud space. They want you to upload your private life, your invoices, and your code to their servers. Sovereign automation offers a viable alternative. You own the hardware, you own the data, and you own the operational logic. Whether it's routing solar power or securing a facility, it functions flawlessly in island mode without ever needing to beg for a Wi-Fi connection.
It serves as a fascinating and highly practical countermovement to the relentless centralization of the internet. But it does leave us with one final, incredibly complex thought to consider moving forward. We've established today that all of these sovereign agents operate perfectly offline in their isolated island modes. They manage their own little kingdoms.
Yeah.
But what happens in the near future when a localized network of completely different businesses' agents inevitably needs to interact? If your agricultural supplier's agent needs to negotiate a sudden price shift with your trucking logistics agent, and neither party wants to rely on a centralized internet connection or a third-party cloud to broker the deal, how do they communicate? How do sovereign machines barter in the dark?
That is an incredibly wild thought to end on. Imagine local mesh networks of completely autonomous AI haggling over supply chain prices without human intervention. You've given us a phenomenal amount to think about today. Thank you so much for joining us on this deep dive into Dereticular and the fascinating future of sovereign automation. Keep exploring, keep questioning, and we will catch you on the next deep dive.